It's the stuff Hollywood movies are made of. In 2003, Elizabeth Holmes, a college dropout, created a startup with audacious claims that through a simple blood test, she could revolutionize medicine. Silicon Valley clamored at the chance to invest, and at its height, Theranos was valued at $9 billion. The only problem, the technology did not work. Here's Tyler Schultz, a former employee, talking with Amanpour & Company last year about the company.
I learned that something was off about 4 days after I started working there full time. The biggest red flag at that point was actually seeing the technology. And I was expecting some fancy microfluidic technology and some signal transduction method that I had never dreamed of. But what it was just a pipette inside of a box on a robotic arm.
Well, today marks the second day of jury selection for Holmes, who is on trial in San Jose, California, charged with 12 counts of wire fraud in what prosecutors claim was a scheme to defraud investors, doctors, and patients. And with us to talk more about this case is former judge and current Harvard law professor Nancy Gertner. Welcome, Judge Gertner.
Good to be here.
Holmes's legal team is continuing to work through a large pool of people to find 17 impartial jurors. How much of a challenge is it to find impartial jurors in such a high-profile case like this?
It's always a challenge, but perhaps the best model is that in Boston, for example, there was a trial of the Boston Marathon bomber, even in a city that it had itself suffered from the bombing, where everyone was affected. So it is a challenge, but the challenge is met by careful questioning.
NPR was able to take a first look at Holmes's defense documents over the weekend, and it appears she intends to pin the blame on her former boyfriend and business partner, Ramesh Sunny Balwani, who she says physically and psychologically abused and manipulated her. We should note that Balwani is going to trial next year. How do courts historically respond to defenses like this?
Well, it's hard to sort of categorize this because this case is unusual in so many ways. She's claiming intimate partner violence, that essentially he was abusive to her verbally and apparently sexually as well, and that somehow affected her ability to intentionally do the things that she's charged with. That doesn't usually happen in a case like this, where the woman is not the subordinate in a business that is being held responsible for fraud, but the woman was a principal in the business. So it's a very difficult defense on this set of facts. But what she's saying is, because of his abusiveness, I did not knowingly and intentionally do what I'm charged with doing. I've never seen a case that has tried to do it like this.
Right. That is the central question, though, how much she knew and when she knew it. And as you're saying here, that can be a heavy lift for the defense because she was the CEO.
Right. The cases that I've seen were typically, you know, the woman in the back room who's the bookkeeper, who really didn't control or know what was going on and was being abused by the guy in the front room. And in a situation like that, courts and juries have at times been persuaded that the woman didn't know. In this situation, Holmes was the face of the company and a strong sort of feminist icon, you know, the female Steve Jobs, all dressed in black, you know, alone on the stage with a microphone. She's going to have to undo that image of independence and agency in order to win this defense.
One last question before I let you go. There's talk that Holmes might take the stand in her own defense. How important is it that the court hear her speak?
It's not important to the judge, but it's usually important to the jury. In fact, it is so important that most defense lawyers, ironically, don't put their client on the stand. And the reason is, when you put your client on the stand, almost nothing else matters. If you have essentially scored points during the prosecutor's case, if you've undermined the prosecutor's case, and then the defendant takes the stand, the jury expects so much from that moment that if the defendant doesn't deliver, the case is virtually over. In this case, as I understand it, there was a civil fraud prosecution. And during that civil case, her deposition was taken, at which point she said, "I don't know," multiple times. So it's the prosecution will have that available to cross-examine her. How could it be that you now know what you didn't know only X years ago? So it's going to be a heavy lift for her to testify.
This trial is expected to take about 4 months, and Holmes faces 20 years in prison. Judge Gertner, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.